USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Get ready. That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. He says states should be prepared to distribute a COVID-19 vaccine this fall in case one is ready. He spoke to ABC News Friday. Adams said they were always hopeful for a vaccine by the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
It's not just about having a vaccine that is safe and effective. It's about being ready to distribute it, because what I would hate is for us to have a vaccine, but it still not get to the people who most need it.
Public health officials across the country were asked to prepare to distribute a vaccine by late October or early November. Johns Hopkins University reported Saturday that there have been more than 6.2 million coronavirus cases and more than 188,000 deaths from the virus since the pandemic began. Officials in some states have urged people to continue social distancing this holiday weekend, and don't forget that mask. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
More than 200 people were rescued so far by National Guard helicopters in California as the Creek Fire moved towards campgrounds in the Sierra National Forest. The Madera County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that 20 people were transported to local hospitals. Meantime, the Fresno County Sheriff issued an evacuation warning for the entire Shaver Lake area in the forest. The Creek Fire consists of three wildfires. The blaze in the forest broke out Friday night and had burned 36,000 acres by Sunday morning. Novak Djokovic was DQ'd out of the U.S. Open. The top-seeded tennis star was defaulted from his fourth-round match after he accidentally hit a line judge with a tennis ball. It happened as he walked to the sideline for the changeover. Djokovic smacked a ball behind him. The ball hit a female line judge who dropped down at the back of the court. The default was announced after a discussion with officials on the court. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
We are less than 2 months away from Election Day, 57 days to be exact. Giving us the rundown of where we are now is USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump to hold campaign rallies in North Carolina and Michigan this week. And if you believe in polls, and many of you don't after 2016, the Real Clear Politics average of polls this week finds Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 3 points in Michigan. Biden's campaign apparently well aware of the math, announcing last week the former vice president will be traveling to Michigan on Wednesday. While Democrats have won in Michigan many, many times before, in 2016, President Trump turning the state red for the first time since 1988. President Trump will be focusing again on his economic message. The president scheduled to visit Michigan Thursday.
The American death toll in Hurricane Laura's aftermath rose to 25. Two additional deaths were reported in Louisiana, where that state's health department said a 52-year-old man died of a heat-related illness while removing debris, and a 25-year-old man died from electrocution after coming into contact with a power line. The Category 4 storm hit the southwest Louisiana shore a week and a half ago. The storm also killed nearly 24 people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. For news on demand at any time, log on to our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.